Niagara Falls has been a famous honeymoon spot for over 100 years. Some honeymooners have been more faithful to it than to each other. Today, A Moment of Science looks at why this beloved wonder of the world may be on the rocks. Since the falls were formed during the late Pleistocene period, about 12,000 years ago, they've been subject to the force of erosion. As they erode, the falls are moving upstream, so they will one day disappear into Lake Erie. Like all waterfalls, Niagara erodes because water wears away the softer rock at the base of the cliff, where a turbulent pool forms below the waterfall. Because erosion affects the base of the cliff, the old cliff face will collapse and the new edge will be slightly upstream. The rate of erosion depends on factors like the volume of water going over the edge, the height of the drop, and the type of rocks that make up the base of the waterfall. At Niagara, the volume of water is very high. In fact, 1/5 of the world's fresh water empties from the Great Lakes, Superior, Huron, Michigan, and Erie, over the falls into Lake Ontario. Niagara is the second largest waterfall in the world. Before you cancel your honeymoon suite with a heart-shaped tub, keep in mind that in the past 12,000 years, the falls have moved about 7 miles upstream, and at this rate, they will disappear into Lake Erie in just under 23,000 years, enough time to visit on a honeymoon and even a second honeymoon. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University with production support from PENCO. There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. I'm Don Glass.